Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Library Director Rosalind Thompson about events coming up in October. Some new events coming up in the library here in the month of October. First of all, just tell us you got some new things going on here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the fall, Holly, Miss Holly is our youth services librarian. And so we've been thinking back and forth about what to do in the fall about story time, and we decided to try something a little bit different. We will be doing story time online. It'll be mostly online where Miss Holly will read a book and do the different activities connected with that. But in addition to the online story time, we will have grab-and-go craft kits that families can pick up and do at home. And that's just an addition to the story time. It'll be something related to the story that Miss Holly will have read that week. So, yeah, that's something new. And Miss Holly will also do book reviews on Wednesdays. She'll do something called What to Read Wednesdays, and she'll do book reviews, upcoming books or award winners that she think people might enjoy. That's a question we get quite a lot in the library. Like, I've enjoyed this book, I love this series, what do I read next? You know, anything related, or read-alikes is what they call it. So she will be doing some of that in the fall.
Well, moving on to the voters education class, I understand a few of those are done already. More is coming up. Do you have an update to share there?
Yeah, Melissa Malloy is the presenter for the series, the voter education series, and she's done a fantastic job. She really has, and they have been online and they have been recorded. So if you missed the previous sessions, you can go to our website and watch it online. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Melissa will do another session, and it's really very, very good to listen to what she has to say. She's done a lot of research, a very commendable presenter.
Awesome. Well, I understand you got trivia night coming up a couple times here throughout October. Some other stuff going on. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, and trivia night will be on the 21st of October, and it will be online. And you know, as always, if you are interested in any of these programs, do please call or email us, and we'll share the link with you. It'll be on Zoom. Something different, though, is I know book club in the previous months have been online, and we're slowly starting to ask some of the members back, you know, because there have been some members who have not been able to join online because they don't have internet, or, you know, they just can't come. And so we'll do a hybrid. We will do an online version, and we will also meet face-to-face. The meeting room is big enough that we can socially distance and wear masks. So that will be on the second Monday of October. So this month, it is October 12th.
All right. Well, it looks like you're going to be opening up on Saturdays again. I'm sure that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. We have had some people ask about opening on the weekends, and so we thought that we would then resume Saturday hours. It's still a little reduced, but we thought the busiest times on a Saturday is usually from noon to 3 o'clock anyway. So yes, we will start doing that October 3rd. So we'll be open on Saturdays 12 to 3 o'clock.
All right. Well, and it seems as with the hours, you know, you keep on extending them here. I guess the goal is to get back eventually to just normal hours before COVID, right? Is there what's kind of the progress with that?
Yeah, we will still look at the number of cases in the county or in the schools, and we just feel that it has been a long time, and so we kind of we'll reassess as the year moves along here, and the board and the staff will get together and have a meeting about, you know, when we can get back to normal hours, and you know, what phase will be in our reopening plan.
All right. Well, is there anything else going on here this month that we haven't touched on yet that you want to make sure folks know about?
I forgot to mention the DIY, and that is something that we offer. It is online, but it will be available for viewing starting the second Tuesday of the month. And it's toilet paper pumpkin. So it's kind of related. I'm sure a lot of people have, you know, those toilet rolls, and it'll be seasonal with the pumpkins. So go online. On our website is knoxville.lib.ia.us. And
thanks to Knoxville Library Director Rosalind Thompson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.